never rests.
Getting careless in the sky. What a thrilling time to be alive.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday here on the Georgia Show. Guys, welcome in. I'm Jake Roos. He is Rusty Mansell. And it is the Georgia Show, as always, on your Sunday evening. I appreciate you tuning in here to the Dogs HQ YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and please do that. Before we get going, want to shout out our friends and our presenting sponsor, American Pride Bank. Localized banking solutions is what American Pride Bank does. Whether it's small business loans, personal banking, they handle each and every aspect of your banking needs. So get with them today. See how they can help you out. AmericanPride.bank, where you can find them online. Branches in Athens or Alpharetta as well. Several others you can find out for yourself. But always know that you can reach out to them online. And when you do reach out, you're speaking to a decision maker along the way. So get with American Pride Bank and see how they can help you today. They are a member FDIC and an equal opportunity lender. Rusty Mansell, I know that it has been a big weekend for you, buddy, because you've been on those high school sidelines, man, calling games left and right. It's really here. This is the one that kind of when the Corky Kell Dave Hunter kickoff classic begins. That is kind of the ushering in. You can the air tends to get a little more crisp, and you know, the bourbon tastes a little sweeter, and everybody's getting ready for what's coming down the pipe, man. How was that?
Every year I say I'm not doing that many games again, and the next year I do that many games again, and I love it. You know, I love it, and it was great. Long week, you know, to kind of know you got to – what I always tell people, ask about TV, what I say about this is you got to be on. Like, you can't – your attention has to be there, and in the world we live in today, it's hard not to, you know, grab your phone or do this and do that, but it's fun, but it definitely signifies – now, I'm in that building last night at Mercedes-Benz, and I'm sitting here thinking – you know, am I going to be back in here in December? And, you know, what could Georgia be facing, you know, in that game? And obviously we'll be back for Georgia Tech in that building. But, you know, I thought about, could Georgia be back? What would that be 8 days later, because it's on a Friday and they'll play again? So it's here, man. It's here.
Yeah, absolutely. You had a chance to see some Georgia recruits out there too, man. Some commits. I know Jordan Smith was in there, among others. Anything that stood out to you about those guys, man?
Well, I mean, George Smith running that kickoff back obviously got everybody's attention. You know, I think the guy that kind of stole the show, he's not a Georgia commit. I think Georgia would love to have him as a 2028 safety out of McEachern High School. Had three – I think he had three touchdowns yesterday on punt returns, had a kickoff return call back. I mean, he was killing people. This kid is – you know, you try not to overreact, but that's one of the best, most, you know, athletic players I've seen. I look a lot like Greg Reed. You know, I had that comparison yesterday off X, the former, you know, Lowndes High School player back in the day who was electrifying. But Zach Lewis, a kid at North Gwinnett that yeah. Georgia, you know, Georgia signed at 6'4", 280 pounds. I tell you what I liked about him, Jake. You know, he's an offensive lineman. And when you see an offensive lineman in high school, he looks like that. But he played a ton of defense against Douglas County. And you know, to play that many plays. And thank you for everybody that's checking in. By the way, I went back and looked at the show last week. Holy smokes, people from all over the freaking world, at least, it, you know, consuming it live or through podcast later in the week. So thank you for checking in. Where are you from? I love going back and look at that. But, you know, the guy yesterday, I you know, not to hijack the three, but I'll give him one more name. And Joshua Salmon-Pelly, the 2027, you know, offensive tackle at Douglas County. And, you know, the state of Georgia's been down for a couple of years. You know, they've had some good players, but they haven't had the Demarius Mims and the Broderick Jones and all those type-looking guys. He looks like that, and he's a junior. And, you know, talking to people at Douglas County yesterday and last week, you know, and I think publicly he said that Georgia and South Carolina are two schools out in front of him. He's got all the offers. You know, he's got everybody. But this young man, 6'8", 310 pounds, and Sasha Jenkins checking in. Yeah, Douglas County now. You want to talk about a who's who.
Johnny White got it going, man.
That team is loaded. They're ferocious, and, you know, they're going to get better. That's what's scary. So you'll see those guys. They got a chance to win it all. I think it's the highest-ranked Douglas County team since 1967. You know, they got players going to Texas A&M. They got players going to all over that team. But there's a lot of talented juniors and underclassmen that Georgia's certainly in on.
Yeah, I've got several check-ins already today. Like you said, Tipton, Georgia in the house with Randy Payne. Beg and Megan coming in from St. John's River, Salt Springs, Florida. Lake Oconee in the house. We'd love to see that, man. Lexington, Kentucky out there. We got Woodstock, Hilton Head. Hey, we need to get out to Hilton Head, I think.
No doubt. We need a live show from there. Murfreesboro. Yep. That's
my man Terry coming in from Albany. Smyrna in the house. We got Ellaville. I love to see Ellaville. Fort O. I got to tell you, we got Parkland, Florida in the house. Kevin Jones, listen, you're not welcome in the stream today, LJ Georgia. Bobcats took it to my Fannin County Rebels the other night, man. I did not. Murfreesboro, Lindale.
I don't know which Jeff that is, but I'm pretty sure we know each other. I can promise you. I got a couple in mind. But yeah, man, my Dragons took one on the chin to Pickens County the other night. So our team's got to pick it up, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Rusty, let's dive in. Scrimmage number 2 is done. This was the big one. This was the one everybody was kind of waiting on. And this one separates, I said, the men from the boys, but more importantly, the ones from the twos and the twos from the threes in a lot of ways. Next one will kind of just be a walkthrough, a dress rehearsal almost for that first game, by and large. But this one was crucial, Rusty. This one was a big, big deal. Coming out of this one, we'll have Dogs HQ Plus on this one, so we can't sell the whole farm here. And if you missed Jake Rowe's notes over on the board, by the way, get over and check those out. I don't know. Jake Rowe must have been in there in that Connor Stallions get up, man, because he was live tweeting it almost.
Jake had a play sheet. You know what I mean? I'm like, and I was busy during the game. I come back in, I read Jake's notes. I'm like, damn, I don't even have to say anything. Like, I mean, and listen. A lot of new subscribers yesterday. Thank you for, you know, if you're a subscriber now, if you're kind of on the fence, you know, and we got a lot of new eyes, you know, what it looks like basically from those scrimmage notes. So thank you, everybody that joined. Thank you that are members, and thank you that are here tonight too.
Rusty, your feelings early on, based on what you've heard, Jake's notes. I mean, what do we know now coming off of scrimmage number 2 that we didn't coming off of scrimmage number 1?
I don't know that we know anything. Well, I will say, you know, personnel-wise, I think we'll get into Chris Jones a little bit. But I think he saw some fight. And I think last week everybody's like, God, man, our offense sucks, you know, because it was the first scrimmage that people got to see. Well, we know that the very first kind of full pad week, the offense took it to the defense the entire week. And, you know, me and Jake said this last week, we were swapping texts going, man, are we in trouble on defense? Like, what's going on here? And then last weekend, when there were other eyes in the building, the defense got after the offense. And then yesterday, with a lot of eyes in the building, you know, everybody said the offense really got after the defense yesterday. And they ran the ball, they scored on explosive plays and kind of did a thing. So that's what you want to see, man. You want to see some fight back. I guarantee you this. Camp broke officially last night. You know, they do the ceremony with the watermelon and all that. By the way, have you seen those orange watermelons? I've never seen those.
I've never seen orange watermelon. I know how you feel about a watermelon, so I know you.
I love a watermelon. What in the hell? I never saw an orange watermelon, man. I'm like, I got to have one of those. So, you know, they had the red and the orange and the yellow. So I got it. Somebody's going to have to sign in over here. I'll check in. Give me an orange watermelon. But, yeah, that was kind of the ceremony in. That's a very tradition. Now they're in their regular 20-hour-a-week type deal, and they'll practice, you know, in the afternoons and meetings at night. But they go home; they're in class and all those. But I don't think we really learned a whole lot there. You know, my quick reaction is, you know, looking at talking to Jake, it sounds like Gunnar Stockton got the first 3 series, and then they pulled him out. They wanted to see Ryan Puglisi, you know, with the offense and see what he could do with the ones. That tells me a couple of things. That Gunner is that guy and that they're happy where he is right now. I think he had 2 touchdowns out of 2 out of 3 drives, I believe. He had 2 scores out of his 3 drives. He comes out, and then Ryan Puglisi comes in and kind of was unable to put it in, but I think he also had a turnover. Somebody fumbled the ball on one of his drives, so it wasn't all on him. But, you know, Ryan Puglisi, I'll say this too. Without yesterday, I had 2 or 3 people at different times kind of unsolicited last week go, hey, man, it's really starting to slow down for this guy. Like, he's stacking good practice, and he probably didn't have his best day yesterday, and that's okay. See if he bounces back this week. Because the one thing I will say, he will get the next scrimmage, he will get the majority of the snaps with Ryan Montgomery and Colter Ginn and those guys. they will get the majority of that last. And that's also too a heavy special teams scenario type scrimmage. From what I understand, talking to people in the building, if you look at Georgia as far as preparation for Marshall, that'll start probably midweek. They have what I was told, a really physical probably Wednesday practice this week. They'll do their normal stuff, and they'll come back into the game week will be their Bloody Tuesday type practices. So they still got some physical stuff left. But as far as, like, I would think one-on-ones in a scrimmage setting for fall camp, I think that's kind of done right now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that it's interesting because there are still some – there's a couple of spots up for grab, and we'll get into that later in the show. I do want to talk about that. But – you know, you continue to hear, I think, what's the back and forth, which is what you want to hear, right? It's not like one side of this ball is absolutely just taking things over and running the show. Georgia has, they're ebbing and flowing on both sides of the ball, and that's what you would expect at this time of the year. You know, Jake and I were talking about what an interesting challenge it is that they've got coming up with Marshall, just given how many guys the Thundering Herd are replacing. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's no video of these people moving in unison. You're just kind of hoping you can figure something out. Now, I'm not saying that's any cause for concern. I don't believe that by any stretch.
I can tell you this, that Kirby Smart has probably driven the film guys absolutely bonkers. Because they're not only you got a new coaching staff at Marshall,
yeah,
so you got to go dig in what those guys like. And, oh, by the way, let's just stir the pot a little bit and let's bring 73 new players on the roster from God knows where. And, look, Georgia is a clear favorite here. I don't care if they brought in 103. I'm just telling you, preparation-wise, Georgia hasn't faced anything like this, I would imagine, in a game that you don't know a ton about this team. You don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be real interesting to see, I would say, how the first quarter and a half plays out in that game. You know, what they see out of Marshall, and they go, okay, we've got to adjust a little bit.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I feel like the film has got to be like almost an ADD special. It's going to be splices and clips, and this guy does this, and this guy's over here, and they like to call this play, but we can't. How do you make it all work together? I'm not, like I said, Georgia's a heavy favorite. They should be. They've got them out talented. There's no question about that. But they might put some trickery up their sleeve that you're going to be able to not really prepare for, because you have no idea what this is going to be. One of the more unique challenges they've had in the time. And I wonder, Rusty, how do you even begin to prepare for something like that? I mean, if you prepare for playing the Georgia defense, I guess you're going to be ready for playing the Marshall defense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you what I would be willing to bet is you take the scheme. You take that defensive coordinator and you take every sample size he has and say, I don't care who he's got. This is what he likes to do. If he's a 4-3 blitzing guy, if he's a cover two guy, if he plays a lot of man free and all that kind of stuff, you're going to know what to expect. It might be different personnel wise. You know, offensively, you're going to look at offensive coordinator and go, you know, this guy's spread. He's not going to come out and run a wing T on you. And like that. Now, personnel wise, player wise, you know, you're probably not sure what to expect and who, what, when, or where. But, you know, I think scheme-wise, schematically, you'll kind of know what you're getting into there a little bit, you know, based off the history of people that they've coached in places they've been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, we got a lot more to talk about in the scrimmage, but I've a few people other checking in here. Wyoming in the house. Love to see that. White County, St. Pete. My man Rodney Hewitt. I love Polk County, Tennessee, by way of Chatsworth, Georgia. I am also a resident of Polk County, Tennessee, in case you did not know that. Shout out to Rodney. Don't tell people you know me if you run into anybody. Jessup in the house.
K-Row.
Kevin apologized and said, sorry, I was born a rebel too. So that's all right. I can forgive that. But great to see everybody checking in. Keep checking in, man. We love to know where you're watching from. And it's super, super cool to see. Guys, get over and check out our friends at Sun Heist if you haven't done that, by the way. Tailgate season is here. I've said it week after week, and it is upon us, man. Whether you're tailgating for the high school game, Friday night lights, man, you're getting ready for Georgia. You're getting ready to get out on the grill. Get things together for your Saturday tailgates. Sun High is going to get you a new pair of shades, looking great in them. You're going to be able to customize with a ton of different frame colors, lenses, all kinds of different things. They can make it your own. And you've got an opportunity here to order them, try them on, see if you like them, and then you can send them back. The free returns are there, so you've got a chance to try it on. I understand you might be a little bit leery about buying sunglasses you never tried. You don't have to worry about that with Sunheist. You can check them out. Use our code DOGSHQ20 and save 20% off your first purchase over at sunheist.com. Great people, local Georgia business. I know they're looking forward to football season. There's no question in my mind that Shane and Mary Heist are looking forward to it. So get over and support people who support Dogs HQ. We would appreciate that. All right, Rusty. Like I said, this last scrimmage was a big one in terms of some perhaps separation. And in my mind, there are two key spots that are seemingly still up for grabs and have been really throughout this whole camp. That's that right guard position and then also the second safety position next to KJ Bolden. The three names I feel we've heard at the right guard position, let's start there. Michael Looney, Daniel Calhoun, and then also Juan Gaston. And probably the most buzz of late, Juan Gaston. Huge to hear that about a freshman. Not necessarily, I guess, from a physical standpoint, a surprise, but a freshman lineman is a rarity under Kirby Smart. Where do we think things stand coming out of this one in terms of who may be in the Catbird seat with 2 weeks before the first game?
I'm not so much worried about who takes that first, say, two series. I think there's three guys right now that are playing. I think there's three guys that's going to play a while. And I think that unless something changes, I think three guys are going to play this year right now. Now, do I think Juan Gaston has a pretty good chance of starting? I do. You know, some people I talked to last week were like, hey, we're different with him in there, you know, and that's a 6'8", 55 pound guy, 349, whatever he is this week. You know, he's lost 30 or 40 pounds according to what week it is. And, you know, he's going to play a lot, and I know people – that is spot on, Jake. It's hard to play offensive line, and there's only been a few. Was it like Cade Mays and Andrew Thomas, I think, are the only two?
Yeah.
And both of those are – oh, by the way, Cade Mays and Andrew Thomas are both still in the NFL, okay? And there's a reason why they started as true freshmen. So you look at Juan Gaston, and I don't want to tend to overreact there. He's going to play a lot. If he doesn't start, he's going to be a huge piece of the puzzle. I think, you know, the interesting thing was he did start with the ones yesterday, and Uni played, Michael Morris played, I think, two series, and they put Uni in at left guard. Well, what does that do? That cross-trains somebody. That cross-trains you on the other side, and they've been known to do those types of things. So, you know, pulling Michael Morris after two series, I almost get the Gunnar Stockton feel for me. You know what you got in him. You're comfortable with him. Let's see what Uni can do over here and get him some reps at left guard too, along with Juan Gaston and Drew Bobo in between these guys. So I think that, you know, can Juan Gaston start? If I had to put money on it today, I would probably lean that he's going to start, but I don't want everybody to shut the door on this whole deal. That's not where this is. These guys are going to play, and you got to have everybody knows you got to have multiple players, especially at O-line. Georgia got deep last year into that rotation. Now, you're going to bring up Daniel Calhoun. I do think Daniel Calhoun's a little bit behind those guys right now, and by no means giving up on him. You know, that's a guy that was very highly recruited. That was a guy that got down to Georgia and Texas. And let me tell you something. He really wanted to go to Georgia because Texas was all in on him. And right now, you know, he had an injury coming in his first year too, so kind of threw him behind a little bit. Not ready to give up on Daniel Calhoun, but I do think right now the other three guys are a little bit ahead of him. As far as where they are rotation, we'll see if he, you know, where he's at, especially after, I would imagine he's going to get some good looks the next 10 days to see where he is kind of in those guard positions. So not particularly so much the right guard. I think it's the guard positions and how those three guys are going to rotate. And it wouldn't surprise me at all to see Uni, Michael Morris, and Juan Gaston play a good bit there.
You know, and I think that there, at least in my mind, there has to be some thought given to the idea that Juan Gaston is a freshman and he's probably one of your top five or maybe six linemen. And he's in, depending on where, what happens, health-wise, obviously you hope everybody stays upright. Yep. Over the long term, though, Juan Gaston is probably not a guard. I think that they're projecting him out to tackle at some point in his career. He may, I mean, he may take the reins there and never look back, but tackles are a lot harder to find. And I think it makes sense to get him in there. Get him in, get some live reps for him, and get him going against the, like, kind of a baptism by fire to some degree. Except this guy's got his own flamethrower in the form of his own body. It's more than ready for the SEC.
I'll tell you this, you know, if there's minutes available for whatever reason at offensive tackle, if there's minutes available at offensive tackle, Juan Gasson's the next guy in my opinion.
Yeah.
Either one now, right or left. And, you know, that tells you, to me, to be that versatile, you know, that kind of tells you what type of player he is. And listen, this guy got there in, you know, early January. He's been there now 8.5 months, basically. He's been through a ton of practice. Has he played a game at Georgia? No, he has not. But it's not like he's come. Andrew Thomas coming in mid-June and starting in August will never happen again. That's almost unheard of. And you realize he's one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL. And this guy was, you know, that guy immediately. So, you know, Juan Gaston is going to be a huge piece of the puzzle for Georgia. And they just got to find the best way to help them win right now. But there's no, it doesn't get past six with him. If he's not one of the best five linemen, it's not going past six with Juan Gaston. I'm confident in that part.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a find, man. What a grab. I mean, to go toe-to-toe with Tennessee. And, you know, I don't know that he was a highly recruited guy. I mean, there's no question about that. But I don't know that everybody – I don't know that we could have expected this conversation.
Well, I go to his spring game. And, oh, by the way, Mike Bobo and Stacey Searles are standing in the huddle, basically. Like, they're not messing around. James Coley was there because James Coley was recruiting Travis Smith, who wound up going to Tennessee. They had two players at Westlake that Georgia was in on. Georgia was highly in on Travis Smith, the wide receiver that went to Tennessee, and they were highly in. I'm at the spring game that year, and Mike Bobo and Stacey Searles, they're literally standing, like, they're almost holding hands with Juan Gaston in the huddle. That's how hard they recruited that guy. But I remember, you know, thinking, man, he's big now. I don't know if this guy's a tackle. He's obviously massive, but can he move? And I watched him for a couple of series. I looked over there once, and Stacey Searles was just kind of laughing, like, holy smokes. Like, whoa, they were in on him, man. And I don't know they knew he was going to be like this, but potentially I'm confident they thought long term. But this quick to be able to kind of adjust. Now, listen, he's still got to play college football. Sure. He's still got to do it on a Saturday in front of a national audience, and those types of things. But so far he has done nothing to slow down kind of the momentum that he started.
No, absolutely. Flipping over the defensive side of the ball, Rusty, that safety spot. We've heard three key names there throughout this. Ja'Cory Thomas being the longest tenured with the Dogs, and then two transfers in Zion Branch and Adrian Maddox. And it feels like Maddox is kind of the guy with the wind at his back right now. He seems to be the one that's ascending up this chart. Kind of the same question, man. If you're picking it today, is it Maddox that maybe gets the edge here, or does Ja'Cory Thomas's experience kind of win itself out?
Well, you know, I talked about it a couple times, but, you know, Adrian Maddox has got 1 year left. I mean, he left a school. He was a starter. He left a school. I believe he was all conference at UAB. You know, he's not coming here to mess around. And I'm not saying Ja'Cory Thomas is, but you're getting every ounce of what Adrian Maddox has got. And, it sounds like to me right now that he's kind of a little bit ahead in that spot. And, you know, that's an important role, man. I mean, it is an important role in the back end of that defense. You got to make a lot of calls. You know, KJ Bolden's there, but when you have a guy like Malachi Starks, who's a 3-year starter, very smart football player, you know, that's a big position. I don't think people get enough attention on the calls that have to be made on the back end of a defense of like Lynn Schumann and Kirby Smart. It's always the two inside backers, and it's always the two safeties making those calls. So you have to be not only a really good football player, to be really, really smart and understand things. And, you know, that one may play out. I'm not sure to rule out Branch either right now. You know, I'd seen him in the spring game. I'm not sure, you know, he's going to be one to write off. But I think early on right here as we record this and we're live tonight, I think Adrian Maddox has got a pretty good hold on that safety job as of right now.
Jake Rowe mentioned too, and I thought it was a really nice point on the radio show tonight, that, you know, you've got the potential to bring a guy like Maddox next to KJ Bolton, and you've got a chance to bring a guy like Branch next to a guy like Ja'Cory Thomas. And each of those guys is going to be able to help that transfer a little bit. Right. They're going to be able to impart that knowledge on them and be kind of that leader on the back end. So you probably won't see the combination out there, but I bet you see some rotation of the three of those guys. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. 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 For sure. Yeah, they're going to play. I mean, they're going to play, and they got different packages, you know, to, you know, how they line up. I mean, that's one thing about Georgia. They always have a little something, you know what I mean? They always have a little something tucked away. They'll run something different. You know, I remember them playing Missouri, you know, 2019 or whatever. And, you know, they put a linebacker in the middle of the field as a spy on third down that hadn't played all year. And then you go play, you know, Luther Bird and all those guys a couple years ago, and that's not typical Georgia to go man to man. You got this guy, not this side of the field. And they basically took their best three DBs on those best three wide receivers from Missouri and you know, shut them down. And I've said it before. I hadn't seen Luther Burden since the night Kamari Lassiter got on him. I mean, but Kamari Lassiter put Luther Burden in the casket, and it hadn't been opened back up until, you know, a couple of weeks when he comes about to play NFL. And, So that's kind of, you know, they always have a little something up their sleeve. So, you know, just because somebody's not out there against Marshall is a ton, don't think that they probably don't have some different packages where they like to use guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, got to give a big shout out here. If you're going to get ready for this football season, roback.com. All right. You've seen your friends wearing them, and I get it. You're envious. You want that as well. Want to be in Roback? Well, you can be, and for a great price with our code DAWGS20, DAWGS20 over at Roback.com. The black quarter zip is already sold out, Rusty. I think Dogs HQ subscribers have something to do with that. There's no question in my mind. This one to me is the best one. I think that this is absolutely just a beautiful one.
Which one?
It's taking a second to load up here, but yeah, it's this guy. Yeah, thing right there. Yeah. You're winning the tailgate if you show up in that. All right, there's no doubt about it. They're high quality.
Go back to screen before that. Go back to screen before that. I don't want to. See the one at the right of that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one that may or may not have been delivered to my house yesterday. So
yeah, I bet. Yeah, there's a look. This is high quality stuff. Jake Rowe says it fits true to size, so you can trust that if it fits the big boy, Jake Rowe. But get over, check out roback.com and get you something for game day, man. You want to be looking good while you're out there supporting the Dogs. Dogs 20, DAWGS 20, 20% off your first purchase over at roback.com. We definitely encourage you to go check them out, as well as our friends over at MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludicky and the team over there. If you're looking to take your financial future into your own hands, your business future, you want to work for yourself, look into MyPerfectFranchise.net. They can help support you in finding the next great thing for you business-wise. There are a number of ways to get into the franchise space, and that's what they do. They help you find that entrance in what makes sense for you in your life. A ton of different options out there. Get with them. Their services are free to you, and they're taken care of by the people who are looking for franchisees. So get with them. See how they can help you out. Take your life and career in your own hands with MyPerfectFranchise.net. Rusty, what now? We've made it through two big, big scrimmages. Fall camp is, you know, for all intents and purposes, like you said, that next scrimmage will be a lot of the twos, probably. It'll be a lot of the special teams. It'll be scenario stuff, very likely playing itself out. How did they kind of approach these next 2 weeks, man? Where do the Dogs go from here?
I would say they're going to go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I think Wednesday is supposed to be a pretty physical practice. I would say when they get done Wednesday, Thursday, they will turn their attention to Marshall. And they will get install for Marshall, probably touch on the second game a little bit, you know, even though it's, you know, who it is, they'll spend a couple of periods on them. And that's just the way they always work a little bit ahead, just a tad. But I would say by Thursday, they will start doing Marshall type install. And when you do that, you got a scout team on defense. And that's really the day that, that's really one of the days where people go, oh, okay, so I'm on scout team this year. And I don't know the whole ruling on this. I don't know the whole ruling. But from my understanding, I think Georgia's going to be able to keep their walk-ons. And I think that was a hell of a job. If it works out the way it sounds like it's going to for this year only, I think Georgia's going to be able to keep all their walk-ons. And I will tell you this, another school that I know told about 40 kids at the end of spring practice, you got to go somewhere. You can't be here in the fall. And credit Kirby Smart, because there was some confusion of what was going on, how this was going to happen. I talked to a walk-on's parent back in May, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, dude, we don't know. And our kid's a nervous damn wreck. He doesn't know if he's going to be there in the fall, and they don't know what to tell them. And it sounds like to me that all the walk-ons are going to be able to stay through this year. I have no idea what future, but I will say this. You start talking about prep, a lot of those kids are in the scout team, and those are good players, man. And that's important. That's their role, and to do that. And so that's another thing where, Kirby Smart, it probably never get mentioned of Kirby Smart, but what a hell of a rule. I mean, a hell of a move there for him, basically not to panic without something definite. He didn't send 40 kids and say, y'all got to go. They were up front with them. The way the rule, think about this, Roosh, this is what had parents kind of very nervous. The way the rule was initially interpreted, you had to be down to 105 on Friday before your first game. So here's all these kids go through the entire summer. You go through freaking fall camp of just murderer's row every day. And then Georgia comes in to you on the Friday of the Marshall game and goes, guys, we're sorry. 40 of you have got to go. So that's a great, I think it's a great thing to, and that's for right now, is everything how I'm interpreting what I'm hearing from walk-on parents. And that was a big relief for a lot of these kids, because a lot of these kids could go play somewhere else. Their dream is to play at Georgia. And, there's a player on Georgia right now. I'm not going to bring it up because I don't want to steal my idea, but there's one of the best walk-on stories you've ever heard. There's one of the best walk-on stories you've ever heard in the history of Georgia football going on right now. How this kid found his way into Athens and what he did to get to Athens. There's going to be some that'll be a good piece when we dig into that one.
I love it, man. Yeah, that's big words, Rusty. Now we got Dan Jackson. We got Stetson Bennett.
I'm not saying this guy's going to be an impact player like that.
Right.
I'm telling you, the odds of this kid ending up at the University of Georgia were 1,000,000 to 1.
Yeah.
And this kid is on the team right now in practice. This is almost some damn Rudy stuff. I'm telling you. This is wild what this kid did. And basically what he told Kirby Smart he would do just to have his foot into the building. And when I saw his picture the other day on the team, I'm like, holy smokes, man, what a damn story this is going to be. I got to shut up there, but I'll figure it out. So we're going to have a story on this one, man. And I'm excited to tell this one.
I love it, man. Guys, look, it's creeping. I mean, it is. It's almost going to be hard to sleep for the next couple of weeks. I mean, it's
going to be long. Don't be
it's
long.
Right, I know it's right here upon us, man. It's right Ooh. Here upon us. But look, we've got you covered on all the angles over at Dogs HQ. Get over and hang out with us on the message board. We've got Dogs HQ Plus coming later this week. I bet we'll have a Ask Rusty worked in at some point over the course
tonight,
of
tonight. I'm about to do one in
do it right now. We'll get over there.
I got to go refill my Master's Cup right here and get loose for God know what I'm about to walk into tonight, a Sunday night prime time Ask Rusty chat on Dogs HQ tonight.
For $1, you can come over and get in the Ask Rusty chat right now. You can do that. You can be a part of it live with Rusty. So get in, check it out. Yes.
Last one there, Chris Pugh. That's Amp. His longtime message guy. He's from Moultrie, Georgia. And I told him about 10 years ago when I'm down there, I owe him a steak. So I'm going to make that. Now, Colquitt County's coming to North Gwinnett in 2 weeks. And I got that game on TV so the entire state can watch Jay Lamar versus – you know, Zach Lewis, a Georgia commit, and you know, it's great to have a South Georgia team come up. So follow your team up here to North Gwinnett tonight before the Marshall game. You already be up here, and I'll take care of that bet.
There you go. Fantastic, man. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We appreciate you as always. Shout out to our friends at American Pride Bank, Sun Heist, Roback, MyPerfectFranchise.net. A lot of great people out there supporting what Dogs HQ does, and we appreciate you for supporting what we do as well. Get over, hang out with us. Like I said, $1 gets you in for 7 days. This is a good, good time to be in. Season's here, man. I promise you, when you get that 7 days in, you ain't going to want to leave. So get in, check it out, and we will be back with you later this week. Like I said, Dogs HQ Plus coming, but we'll have another show later this week as well. Rusty, appreciate it.
Go Dogs.